I'm sure you all know the story of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. But it wasn't only the story of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, it was the story of their friend Daniel as well. For Daniel and his friends, they had been taken, captured into captivity by the Babylonians. And interestingly enough, because this is going to come on a bit later on, the Babylonians embraced also the land of the Philistines. Just keep that as a little in your memory, okay? And so Daniel and Meshach and Shadrach and Abednego were all taken into captivity. And they were taken into captivity and they were foreigners and strangers in Babylon. I wonder how often you and I sometimes feel like we are foreigners and strangers in our world. Because we think differently, we live differently, we are different. You see, they stood out like sore thumbs. And although they stood out like sore thumbs, they had already achieved prominence. If you remember, they had tested the situation, all four of them, and they had been found to be preeminently amazing. If you read Daniel chapter 1. And now, because there were people that were jealous of them, they were between a rock and a hard place. They were between a rock and a hard place. They were being told and tested, do you really believe your God, or will you bow down to the God that I have made, says Nebuchadnezzar. It's the same king who actually promoted them and saw the good in them is now being used by others to actually test their resolve and test their will. And in this place of being between a rock and a hard place, there was no place for vagueness or indecision. They could have gone along with the edict of the crowd, and they could have with the edict of Nebuchadnezzar, and they could have saved their own skins. But in so doing, they would have risked losing their influence and being listened to. It's an interesting fact that 87% of people follow the path of least resistance. That's incredible, isn't it? Where we are wired to conform, social pressure, fear of judgment, comfort to keep us in line, but blending in means that we are invisible. The first step to standing out is recognizing when we are choosing comfort over growth. Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego needed to make a decision. Were they going to stand for what they believed, or were they going to bend their knee and just fall in line with the rest? Their influence was at risk. Listen to what it says. Thank you for that reading, Camilla. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your God or worship the image of gold you have set up. And it's just that little phrase, even if he does not. You see, we need to know what we believe. Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego were absolutely convinced in what they believed. We need to know what we believe, where we are ourselves convinced, like Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, we are convinced of the truth. Nothing can change us. Our minds are made up. Years ago, I remember singing, I'm getting on now, aren't I? Some of you might remember it. I have decided, I've made up my mind. Who remembers that song? Yeah. I'll serve the Lord. I have decided. I have made up my mind. It's not just a matter of, yes, it is a matter of heart, but it's a matter of mind as well, of actually allowing God to be in our thinking. Some years ago, it's not in my notes, I don't know why I'm going off on this tangent, but some years ago, I went to a friend's funeral. He died very young, and he was a Hindu. And at the end of the service, they sang the words that we sing, God be in my head and in my understanding, but it was Krishna be in my head and in my understanding. It's about God being, me being convinced that God is God, and I believe and I am committed. Not only do we need to know that we are convinced of the truth, but we need to be committed to the truth. This is the situation of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were committed to the truth. They were committed, they had committed their way, and they were not willing to go back. And thirdly, they were confident in the truth. We know, Nebuchadnezzar, your majesty, that God can deliver us, and he will. Confident, knowing the truth. And then they were content in the truth. Content in what they believed. Content whatever happened. Even if he does not, they were content. Even if they died, they were content. For all of us, we have our challenges, don't we? We have our challenges in life. For Patricia and I, one of our biggest challenges was some years ago when my business folded and we lost everything. And we're not just saying we just lost a few things, it was everything. And when the low loader comes to your house and takes away the cars, etc., what is it? What's going on? But it's being content and confident in the truth that God is God and he will see us through. You see, they were convinced, committed and content and confident, but the king still condemned them. But I want to tell you this morning,